Hello, hello, and welcome to the third episode of the Center Ice Podcast here for 91.1 WHFC. I'm your host, Seth Chasen, and we've got a pretty eventful show for y'all today. I've got a bunch of segments to talk about. We're first going to start off the show in a moment with the trivia that we're starting to do every episode, and then we'll go into NHL playoffs, which are literally about to start within the week, and then we'll do Chasen's picks. It's kind of staying the same, to be honest with you, but we're going to move on to some milestones. There were, within this week and last week, there were so many milestones hit, but I want to hit on them. I'm very lame, if you haven't noticed. We're going to hit on those milestones. We're going to start this new segment that I promoted called Hot Corner, where we'll talk about some hot takes, and then we'll go into some early award predictions, which I already got edits for. I'll post it when this episode goes live. And then we got our Frozen Four results, which we're going to go over the bracket challenge winner, and we're going to talk about who won and all that fun stuff. So stick along to the end of the episode, because we're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about. Starting off with trivia. This day in hockey history, April 11th, 1936, led by Coach Blank, the Detroit Red Wings defeated the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-2 to win the best of five series 3-1 and win their first Stanley Cup championship. What coach led the Detroit Red Wings past the Toronto Maple Leafs in 1936? The answer at the end of the show. So stay tuned, and we'll get to that in a minute. So we're going to get into our first segment of hockey talk here on the show. We're going to kick it off. We're going to kick it all off with the NHL playoffs and Chasen's picks. That segment's all going to go under one. Normally, it'd be just Chasen's picks, but since the playoffs are starting on the 17th of April, tentatively, depending on if there's any changes in schedule, but there, I doubt there's going to be any changes. So as of right now, the Penguins are able to clinch a playoff berth if they win tonight and the Islanders lose. So we're still waiting on that game. It's going to come down to the wire for that team and the Islanders. The Penguins and Islanders are going to be the two teams that are really going to be fighting for a playoff spot with two games left in their season. Right now, as everything starts to fold in, we've got some matchups that are set, but as of right now, as of today, April 11th, here's what the first round of the playoffs is going to look like. We've got the Colorado Avalanche facing off against the Seattle Kraken. That'll be a really, really interesting matchup because Seattle is one of those teams that's going to be a sleeper pick, right? They're my sleeper pick to win the cup, but I don't think they're going to win. They're on a 5-game heater right now. So, I mean, they're kind of hot. We're going in the playoffs, and I like this team. I really do. They've got two 40-goal scorers, although the Colorado Avalanche are just a different beast itself. So it's going to be Colorado-Seattle, which I'm going to take the Avalanche all day in that matchup. Unfortunately, I'm a Seattle Kraken fan by extension. They're my second favorite team. I would love to say go Kraken go, but I'm going to choose the Avs in that one. And then the second matchup in the Western Conference is the Dallas Stars versus the Minnesota Wild. I'm taking the Wild on this one. Call me crazy, but they are pretty hot right now. I like the goaltending matchup in Minnesota, although Jake Oettinger is unreal. He is a young stud goaltender for the Dallas Stars. Dallas has a lot of power up front in Jason Robertson, Jamie Benn, and you got Sagan up there as well. You got Joe Pavelski, who actually just hit 1,000 points in his NHL career. But I'm going to take the Minnesota Wild. I'm a Marc-Andre Fleury guy. Flower's my favorite goaltender of all time. Flower is known to do dangerous things and known to do great things in the NHL playoffs. I'm going to take the Minnesota Wild. I like Kirill Kaprizov. He's young. He's fiery. He's ready to lead this team to a win. I'm taking the Minnesota Wild in that one. And then we got the next matchup, which is the one versus wild card two in the Western Conference. It's going to be the Vegas Golden Knights versus tentatively the Winnipeg Jets. The Nashville Predators could sneak into that spot, but we won't find out until it gets closer to playoffs. But I'm going to take the Vegas Golden Knights because they're just a stronger team. They've got a better team. They've got fantastic goaltending. They've got Jack Eichel up front. They've got a lot of fantastic offense. They got Petrangelo on the back end. I see no flaws with this team. They're going to be a favorite to win the cup in my eyes. I'm going to go with the Vegas Golden Knights in that series. And then you move on to the Oilers versus the Kings. I'm going to go with the Oilers. I mean, they're on a 7-game heater right now. They're coming into the playoffs very hot. Connor McDavid's just a machine. This guy is not a human being. He is a cheat code. He is a cheat code, folks. I don't know what else to say. This guy is just so good, and it shows. You know, he works his tail off, and he's got a very good team around him. And I think this is the year Connor McDavid gets his Stanley Cup. I mean, come on. The script writers of the NHL couldn't be any more obvious. He hits 150 points in one season. You know, he sets a record that a lot of players only dream of getting. You know, I'm going to go with the Oilers in this round. As for the Eastern Conference, Boston versus New York. Again, this spot could go to the Penguins if they win tonight, if the Islanders lose tonight. The Penguins could sneak in to the wild card two spot and clinch the playoffs. This is a must-win game for Pittsburgh, but I'm going to take Boston in this round if they play the Islanders. If they play the Penguins, it's going to go to seven. I'm going to still choose the Boston Bruins, but it's going to be a much closer series than you think. The Penguins have been able to hold the Boston Bruins to one goal every single time they played them. They've had some great games against Boston. It's always fun to play against Boston, especially in the playoffs. I'm going with Boston. And then you got the matchup 2 and 3. The Toronto Maple Leafs, the annual chokers, and the Tampa Bay Lightning. This is going to be a tough choice because I like where Toronto is. I like the team that they have. I think they finally have the team to do it. But again, I don't know. Their history doesn't stand well for them. They have not won a Stanley Cup since 67. They have not won a playoff series in the 2000s. I'm going to have to go Tampa on this one just because of the history. Tampa's a good team, though. If they face Boston in the next round, I'm going to choose Boston. Boston's going to lose in the Eastern Conference Finals. So for the Metro side of things, I'm going to choose the Carolina Hurricanes over the Florida Panthers. Again, that spot is up for grabs. Florida Panthers have kind of been a fraud this year. They're a much better team on paper than they actually performed this season. They are relying on their third-string goaltender, Alexander Lyon, who's actually playing fantastic. He's got 3 wins in his first 3 starts. So I'm just going to go with Carolina. I like Carolina's team. You know, I've got a soft spot for Carolina. They got Max Pacioretty, who's unfortunately injured, Svechnikov, who's injured, and they're still putting up fantastic numbers. They're second in the Eastern Conference behind the Bruins. I like Carolina's team. I'm going to go Carolina with this one. And then you get to the 2 versus 3 matchup. I'm going to go with the New Jersey Devils all day long. They've got a very young team. They've got a very exciting team. And they finally have the firepower to do it. I think Jack Hughes gets his Stanley Cup. The acquisition of Timo Meier worked wonders for this team. Now, Luke Hughes has signed with the Devils. He is available for tonight's game. He did finish up with Michigan during the Frozen Four, which we'll get to a little later in the show. But over the New York Rangers, I am taking the New Jersey Devils. And that's where our playoffs end up. I'm going to do Chasen's picks now. Chasen's picks for the 4 teams that I'm choosing out of each division to win the Stanley Cup. So I'm going to change things up in the Metro Division. I'm going to go New Jersey. I talked about last week that New Jersey was a team that could surprise me and that could take Carolina's spot, I'm going New Jersey. New Jersey Devils all the way. In the Atlantic, I'm going sticking with Boston. Boston is, if they can get over the President's Trophy curse, they're winning the Stanley Cup. You know, the President's Trophy curse is one of the worst curses to have going into the playoffs. But I think Boston can do it. I mean, there's not many teams that can stall them. And now there are only four teams that can stop them, not 32. So I'm sticking with Boston. And then in the West, I'm going to go the Central Division. I'm going to go Minnesota. Like I mentioned before, I like what Minnesota has. They've got a now very experienced team. They have a goaltender that has been there three times. He's in the playoffs for the 17th straight year. Marc-Andre Fleury has been a very, very exciting player to watch. I'm going to go with Minnesota. And in the Pacific, I think the only right answer here is the Edmonton Oilers, all right? The Edmonton Oilers are so freaking good. They've got the best player in the world. You know, they finally have a team that can contribute and that can work well with Connor McDavid, and they can only make him better. I think Edmonton makes it to the Eastern Conference Final, and if they have to face Minnesota, I mean, Edmonton's winning. It just all depends. Heck, for all I know, Edmonton can get swept in the first round. I don't know. That's the craziness of NHL, right? Anything can happen in the playoffs, and I'm excited. April 17th is when that happens. If you want, we're also doing a bracket challenge for the NHL playoffs, very much like we did with the Frozen Four. The winner of that gets to come on the show as a guest. We're combining with the Night Owls one. I'm the host of Night Owls here on 91.1, and I made it easy on myself, and we're going to combine it all under one. And if you're from the Center Ice Group, you're going to come on the Center Ice podcast. If you're from Maryland and, you know, and able to come to, you know, the station, we'll have you on for Night Owls. Heck, if you are from Night Owls and you want to come on the Center Ice podcast, hey, we can do that too. But we're going to do that bracket challenge. I have the bracket challenge in the bio of Center Ice podcast Instagram. That's Center Ice _ pod. Go there. The password is HootHoot2023. So come join that. It'll be fun. Trust me, we have at least 19 people in it now, and we're still a week out from playoffs. So go join, have some fun, and win a chance to come on the show. And we're having a guest on next week for the Frozen Four Bracket Challenge, which we'll talk about a little later. So with that being said, right, that's it for Chasen's Picks and the NHL playoffs. We're going to move into our next segment here. We're going to talk about some NHL milestones. This week alone has been crazy for those milestones, but we're going to go back and we're going to talk about the biggest milestones of the season, most of which coming at the end of the season, which is, you know, is what it is. But first up on the docket, Connor McDavid, 150 points. The last player to do so was Mario Lemieux back in 1995-96. He put up 161 points. McDavid now has 151, which is unreal, right? It was 27 years ago when someone last hit 150-plus points. The game is finally moving to a point in which players are scoring a lot more and able to get a lot more points, and I like that, right? 64 goals from Connor McDavid and 87 assists on the season, a plus 22. He's just on fire. This is the first year of his prime. This is prime Connor McDavid, folks. So now moving on from Connor McDavid, we're going to talk about another generational talent in Sidney Crosby. So over the weekend, Sidney Crosby, he hits 1,500 career points and is the 15th player to do so in NHL history. And he's the sixth fastest out of all of them. He's on a list including Mario Lemieux, Marcel Dion, Steve Yzerman, Joe Sakic, Ray Bourque, Joe Thornton, Mark Recchi, Paul Coffey, and Wayne Gretzky, which is fantastic company. If you're in the same breath as those players, you're a top player of all time. So congratulations to Sidney Crosby as he celebrates his 1,500th point in the NHL over the Red Wings. Moving on, we got another amazing milestone that was hit over the weekend. The Boston Bruins, 63 wins. The previous record was 62 wins in a season. They still have a chance to make it 64 and 65 with two games left to play. But the Boston Bruins have just been on a tear this year. I've talked about this last week. I actually predicted this. I said the Boston Bruins would be the winningest team in all of NHL history, beating out the Detroit Red Wings and the Tampa Bay Lightning, who both had 62 win seasons. Unreal from the Boston Bruins. Moving on, Alexander Ovechkin, earlier on in the season. This is not over the weekend. This was earlier on in the season. He's at 822 goals right now. Earlier on in the season, he hit 800, and he became the second all-time leader in goals. He will soon be the greatest goal scorer of all time. Hurts being a Penguins fan saying that, but respect to Alexander Ovechkin, one of the greatest players of all time. One of the GOATs. And then moving on, we got another one from over the weekend. Within 10 minutes of each other, Claude Giroux and Joe Pavelski, they both hit 1,000 points in their career on the same night, which is actually pretty cool to think about. You know, both players are about the same age. They've been playing about the same length of time. There's a lot of parallels between these guys. Claude Giroux, Joe Pavelski, congratulations on 1,000 points. And then EK65, Erik Karlsson of the San Jose Sharks. He hits 100 points on the season, becoming one of six defensemen to score 100 points in one season. That is his season record in points. He's just on fire this season. EK has always been a very good player. We all knew this was in him, but to come out at the age of 32 and do this is just unreal. Where has the time gone? That's all the time we have for milestones. I would love to talk about some more milestones, but there are just too many of the season. These are just, I guess, my top notable ones. We'll talk about it in a future episode. We'll do like the whole list of milestones hit this year, but we're going to get into our next segment here. We got our hot corner, the brand new segment, the baby, if you will. We're going to go over some follower submitted hot takes. I did find some myself. I did come up with some as well. We got a couple here, but to start us off, I got one from my boy Jordan Keats. Again, he's the one creating the beats for the show, the backing track. Quote, Bettman has rigged matches and results before, mainly against Canadian teams, since 2010. Again, on that one, I really don't know about that one. I do not like Gary Bettman. I call him Kim Jong Bettman. But he does kind of rig things. I know he's rigged some of the drafts. I mean, I know he's helped teams get the first pick. I mean, Arizona is his baby. I don't know that I would say he's rigged matches. I mean, it's kind of odd that a Canadian team has not won the Stanley Cup in quite some time. I believe the year is like 24 years or something like that. I mean, I wouldn't be able to attest to that. But hey, what do you think? What do the listeners think? Let me know in the DMs of the @centerice_pod. That's the Instagram. Go to that one and check it out. Let me know what's going on. Got another one from another follower. Quote, Carey Price is a top 10 goaltender of all time. I would say yes, right? He's in the same conversation with Marc-Andre Fleury. I think he is one of the greatest goaltenders of all time. You know, his stats show it. He's a generational goaltender. Unfortunately, we did see him retire. He's no longer in the NHL. But, you know, he's been a dominant goaltender for the last, you know, 15 years, however long he's been in the league. Feels like 15 years. But Carey Price is a top 10 goaltender of all time. You cannot change my mind. The wins might not be up there, but, you know, he certainly is a guy that has led his team. He's just a stand-up goaltender, you know. But moving on. So another one from the same person. If anyone were to beat Ovi's goal record, it would be Auston Matthews. Let's assume that Ovechkin has already passed Wayne Gretzky at 894, right? I personally don't think Auston Matthews would be the one. I think it would be Connor McDavid. I think, you know, replace Connor McDavid with Austin Matthews in that respect. If McDavid keeps on scoring the way he is, maybe Austin Matthews. I mean, he's a very good goal scorer, but I don't think he's going to score as well as Alexander Ovechkin. Ovechkin's the greatest goal scorer of all time. No one can change my mind. Lemieux would be considered the greatest hockey player of all time if he never lost time due to cancer and or injury. Yes. My answer to that is yes. Lemieux is, personally, I mean, he doesn't have the records to back it up, right? As a Penguins fan, he's the greatest Penguin of all time. Arguably, he's the greatest player of all time. He's definitely number two. If he had the longevity, if he didn't get injured, if he didn't have cancer, I think he would have had at least the goal record. I don't know about the point record. I mean, that point record's just unreal. I mean, it's like 2,857 points, right? That is hard to do, even back in the 80s. And again, I mean, Wayne Gretzky was just, no one knew how to stop him, and they didn't play a lot of defense back then. Let's be real here. But yeah, that's my take on it. Lemieux would be considered the greatest player of all time if he never lost time due to injury. Moving on, Crosby is top five already. Yes. I think with his hitting 1,500 points, I think that does move him into top five consideration, if not already. I think by the end of his career, I think, you know, if he gets more records, if he, you know, beats Gretzky's record of the most point per game seasons, right? If he plays till his 20th season, I think there's a shot there. But I do think Crosby is top five already. But hey, what say you? Go to centerice_pod and submit your hot takes. And if I'm wrong, let me know if I'm wrong. Tell me why I'm wrong. I want to hear from you. Go to that Instagram and let me know. And then our last one, right? This is one that I pulled up off the internet. Swedish hockey players make the best defensemen. I don't think this take is very bad, right? You've got Victor Hedman, who's, I mean, he's kind of fallen off in recent years, but he's still, I'd say, one of the best defensemen of all time. Rasmus Dahlin, who's going to certainly get there. Adam Larsson, he's pretty darn good. He's leading his team. Erik Karlsson, you got Alexander Edler, Jonas Brodin, Nicholas Lidström, one of the greatest players of all time. There are so many more that I could just kind of rattle off here at the top of my head. I'm not going to, because it's going to take up a lot of time. But I would say, yeah, I can't find any evidence to the contrary. I mean, I know Canadians are usually known for the best hockey players, but I think the best defenseman might come from Sweden. I think the internet is right on that one. But with that being said, right, that's our last hot take on Hot Corner. That was a fun segment. I'm going to continue to do that here now on. So we're going to move on to our next segment. That was Hot Corner. I love the name of Hot Corner. I like it. I like it a lot. We're going to move on here to some early award predictions. I'm going to run through these real quick. I've already talked about some of these players, so it's going to kind of be a little easy for you. But for the Hart Trophy, the league's MVP, Connor McDavid. Any other player than Connor McDavid, I think the league's a little biased, but I'm going to go Connor McDavid for the Hart Trophy, the Vezina, the best goaltender, Linus Allmark. So for the Calder Trophy, I'm going to choose Matty Beniers of the Seattle Kraken. At this point, he's all but wrapped up the Calder. He's got 47 points and is on his way to becoming the second American to win the award in the last decade, which, you know, again, Matty Beniers, fantastic player, fantastic rookie. Cannot wait to see where his career goes, but I'm giving him the Calder Trophy. And then up next for the Norris Trophy, I think the only right answer here is Erik Karlsson hitting 100 points the other night. That kind of makes him the best defenseman. That's a no-brainer. The Selke, the best. Up next for the Selke Trophy, the best defensive offenseman, Nico Hischier. He's got a very good two-way game about him. It's either him or Patrice Bergeron. I'm going to go with Nico Hischier here. He's had a great year. He's in the upper echelon in plus-minus. He's got a lot of block shots under his name. He's a leader on both sides of the puck. I'm going to go Nico Hischier on this one. Ted Lindsay, this might be a bit of a stretch. I'm going to go Sidney Crosby. He has carried his team to the playoffs. If they make it to the playoffs, it's going to be because he is leading that team. You know, I think if you take Crosby out of the equation, regardless, the Penguins were not going to make the playoffs. But Crosby's just a special breed of player, and he's able to lead his team, right? He's just unreal. I'm going to go out on a limb, say the Ted Lindsay, the player who's the most valuable to his team, I'm going to go Sid. And then for Jack Adams, the best coach in the league, I think has to go to Jim Montgomery of the Boston Bruins. I mean, he's led his team to a 63-win season. I don't think any other coach wins that honor other than Jim Montgomery. But that's it for the early award prediction part of the show. So with that being said, our early award predictions out of the way, we're going to move on to our final segment here on the show. We're going to talk about the Frozen Four. We'll talk about the results of the Bracket Challenge. Who won? Who's coming on the show next week? But we're going to start off with the first round. Minnesota beat Canisius. They beat them 9-2 to move on and face off against St. Cloud, who beat Minnesota State 4-0. Then Minnesota beat St. Cloud 4-1, moved on to the Frozen Four. The bottom part of the bracket, Denver lost to Cornell 2-0. Boston U beat Western Michigan 5-1. And Boston U ended up beating Cornell 2-1, moving on to the Frozen Four, where they would take on Minnesota and lose 6-2. Minnesota made the final. And then on the right side of the bracket, we had Michigan beating Colgate 11-1, which was a little bit of a buzzkill, you know. Michigan tied against Penn State, although Penn State beat Michigan Tech 8-0. Michigan ended up moving on to advance to the Frozen Four. On the bottom part of the bracket here, Quinnipiac took on Merrimack. Merrimack lost 5-0 to Quinnipiac. And then Harvard lost 8-1 to Ohio State. I had Ohio State moving on at this point. I did not have Quinnipiac moving on. I had them getting out of the first round, but not against Ohio State. Quinnipiac upset me. Move on to the Frozen Four. Beat Michigan 5-2 to take on Minnesota, who they eventually beat 3-2 in the final in overtime, 12 seconds in. Quinnipiac winning their first national title in their school's history for men's ice hockey. Congratulations, Quinnipiac. We're going to move on to the second half of this segment, where I'm going to talk about the winners, the final standings of the Frozen Four Bracket Challenge. I won. I won the tiebreaker with 21 points. Owen Masary, who will be coming on the show next week, tied with me, although I had the tiebreaker. I had the champion go farther. That's how I chose the tiebreaker. I had Michigan winning. He had Penn State winning. He's a Penn State guy. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he'll be coming on the show next week. We had Andrew Berman, who was first place only a week ago. He fell to third. He had Penn State winning. He has 20 points. Steel City Recaps with 20 points as well. He also had Michigan winning. And then we had Jaden Stark with 19 points. He had Quinnipiac winning, because he's the only one that got the team correct. Josh Helm, he had 18 points. He had Boston U winning. He came in sixth. And Cookie Jari, who let him cook? He came in with 14 points at seventh place. And that being said, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know I talked your ear off forever. I hope you still come back for the next episode. But before I can wrap it up here, trivia. I didn't forget about that. Who is the coach that pushed Detroit past the Toronto Maple Leafs in 1936 to win the Stanley Cup on this date in NHL history? It was Jack Adams. I kind of gave you a hint indirectly beforehand. Jack Adams was that coach. So if you got that right, tap yourself on the shoulder. If you looked it up, shame on you. Stick around next time for the Center Ice Podcast. Again, thank you so much for all the support on the first episode and the second episode. I love you guys. Stay tuned. Owen Masary will be coming on next week, and I will see you in the next one. Tune in on Friday nights for Night Owls, 9 p.m. to 11 here on 91.1 WHFC. You can tune in on Tuesdays for Tuesday's Tunes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. as I play a lot of my just rock tunes that I rock out to. I sing here in the booth behind me. And then obviously we got Center Ice Podcast now. So stay tuned for an actual on-air date. We're working towards that. I cannot wait to take this on air and be live. 911 WHFC, my name is Seth Chasen, signing off. I'll see you next time.
Center Ice Podcast. Center Ice Podcast. Center Ice Podcast.